From Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert, the world's most popular smoking tobacco, brings you the South's most popular program, the Grand Ole Opry.
Got the sunny shoes on, got my hair slicked down,
having a big time tonight.
Can of good Prince Albert, boys, for pleasure bound,
having a big time tonight. Going to the hoedown in my sunny clothes, having a big time tonight. Gonna still be dancing when the rooster crows, having a big time tonight.
Yes, it's the Grand Ole Opry. The same program with the same people you've been listening to for the past 14 years. Only tonight it's different because we're starting on a network of stations that reaches all the way from the Mexican border to the mountains of Virginia. We are mighty proud and happy to be on this network, and we are mighty proud of our sponsor, the people who make Prince Albert smoking tobacco. And now, friends, here is George Hay, the solemn old judge, our master of ceremony.
Yes. Thank you, David. Thank you. And hello, everybody. Here we are with our show, ready to ride right down the middle of the road for our friends and neighbors throughout America. The Grand Ole Opry House is packed, and we're ready to start the shindig. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys lead off with a good old breakdown. Ida Red, let her go, Roy!
Ida Red, she ain't no fool, she tried to settle on a humpback mule.
Ida Red, I'm in love with Ida Red.
Well, off to a great big start on the Grand Ole Opry, and now we introduce our good friend and partner, David Stone, who has some mighty good news for us. All right, David?
Men, if you're interested in facts about smoking tobacco, you'll be glad to hear these results of a series of impartial tobacco tests recently made by a group of laboratory experts. They wanted to know about cool smoking. 31 brands of smoking tobacco were tested in automatic smoking and heat registering machines. The winner, Prince Albert. Yes, Prince Albert burned 86 degrees cooler than the average of the 30 other of the largest-selling brands tested, coolest of all. Prince Albert smokes so rich, so tasty, yet so mild and mellow, thanks to PA's choice of tobaccos, the famous crimp cut, and the no-bite process. You like Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Thank you, David, and here we are with our senator from the Cannon County Hills, Uncle Dave making the Dixie Dewdrop with his plug hat, gold teeth, chin whiskers, whole horse and buggy hitched up outside, and Doris is right here with him. This first tune will be Cannon County Hills. All right, Uncle Dave, it's all good.
Mountains, they have sweet and flowing fountains. On every hill they have a still.
Yeah!
Bright lights on Broadway, the sunshine down in Dixie, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County. Oh, bright lights on Broadway, the sunshine down in Dixie.
running around in his tin lizzy. Of course he has a duty to fulfill. But listen and remember, 100 years from next November, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County Hills. For all the nominations to fulfill. But the captains never hollered, and moonshine won't be bothered. They'll have moonshine in the Cannon County.
Have a seat now and make yourself at home, because we're going to call on those fruit jar drinkers. Grandpappy George Wilkerson and his old-time band. They're going to cut a cord of wood right out here, right out in the middle. And it's, look out, up jumped old man Trouble himself. Let it go. Our little mascot, D. Ford Bailey, with his harmonica, and he's got those choo-choo blues ready. Take off, D. Ford. Thank you. The Grand Ole Opry. We have a few messages here. One from our good friend, Governor Prentice Cooper of Tennessee. Dated Jacksonville, Florida. The governor says, I am listening tonight in Jacksonville, Florida, to WSM's friendly and entertaining program that we of Tennessee have enjoyed for many years, the Grand Ole Opry. I am glad that this Saturday night program of old-fashioned Southern music will be enjoyed by the folks of so many other states through the medium of the National Broadcasting Company Network, covering states from Virginia to Texas. Signed, Prentice Cooper. Governor, we thank you so much for that message, and we're going to do our best for you. David, how about it? Have you got another one over there?
Judge, we have a nice message right here from Hollywood, California, America's cowboy number one. It says, congratulations to the WSM Grand Ole Opry on its initial NBC network broadcast. It is one of my favorite programs, and I'm looking forward with much pleasure to members of this program coming to Hollywood to appear with me in the Republic picture titled Grand Ole Opry. Regards from Gene Autry.
Gene, that's swell. We sure do appreciate it, and we'll be out there whenever you get ready for us, my friend. And now here's one from Washington, D.C. Glory be, Grand Ole Opry has at last found its place in the sun, and mark me words, brethren, she'll stay there. Luther Patrick, Congressman from Birmingham, Alabama. Mr. Patrick, we certainly appreciate that. Thank you so much. We're going to stay right in there and pitch. Yes, we are. Now, we hear from Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys, one of the most popular numbers we ever presented on this Grand Ole Opry, The Great Speckled Bird. Number the Speckled Bird, and now we're going to call on our good friend David Stone for some more news about Prince Albert. All right, David?
Thank you, Judge. You enjoy a cooler smoking with PA. Prince Albert is crimp cut and made under the famous no-bite process. Quality tobaccos and special methods of manufacture are your protection from the irritation and the discomforts of excess smoking. There's no parching bite with Prince Albert. Because Prince Albert smokes so cool, you enjoy all of the rich, full body and fragrance of PA's choice tobaccos. Know the smoke joy and comfort of Prince Albert pleasure in every smoke. It's the world's most popular smoking tobacco. Try Prince Albert tomorrow.
Thank you, David. We continue with our Grand Ole Opry by presenting Uncle Dave Macon, the Dixie Dewdrop, and this time it'll be one of his favorite numbers, Nobody's Darling But Mine. All right, Uncle Dave?
Come sit by my side, dear old darling. come lay your cool hand on my brow. Promise me that you will devil be nobody's darling but mine. I'd rather be some old man's jolly than a young girl that no young man knows. Goodbye, goodbye, dear old jolly. I'm leaving the school behind. Promise me that you be careful. Be nobody.
Ah, that's fine. That's swell luck, Dave. Thank you a lot. Thank you. And now those fruit jar drinkers again, Grandpappy George Wilkerson and the old time band. Old Joe Clark, front and center. Let him go, Joe. D4, wake up here. Come on out here, son. My goodness sakes alive. D4 Bailey, and it'll be his famous fox chase. All right, D4.
Hey, ticket. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Teddy. Ticket.
David, we have a couple more messages there, haven't we?
We certainly have, Judge. Another telegram from Hollywood, California. Wish you all the success in the world with your new network program starting tonight. May the Grand Ole Opry live for years and years. It's from Republic Productions, Incorporated. And here's one, Judge, from Austin, Texas. Having listened to the Grand Ole Opry ever since the day of earphones and have been able to enjoy it as a common citizen, and equally as much now in the governor's mansion, it is glad news indeed to learn that you are going NBC, so the WBAP in Fort Worth can broadcast same. Stop. I hope when you go NBC that you do not go high hat, but that you retain the traditional dignity of the Grand Ole Opry, which has so long touched the hearts of millions of us common citizens. It's signed W. Lee O'Daniel, Governor of Texas.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you. You needn't worry about our hat getting too tall, friend. We're going to keep it just like it is and be lucky to keep it on, in fact. We have one here from Sergeant Alvin C. York of Jamestown, Tennessee, congratulations on your first night on the network covering our great Southland. The Grand Ole Opry has been so much enjoyed for so many years and has now become a password in almost every home. Sergeant, we certainly do thank you for that. And here's one from Washington, D.C. Hearty congratulations on your opportunity to serve a greatly enlarged audience. All of those who have a part in the Grand Ole Opry program have my very best wishes. Signed, Albert B. Chandler, United States Senator from Kentucky. Senator, we certainly do thank you. We certainly do, and appreciate your thoughtfulness, and we're going to stay right in there and pitch. Now, friends, we introduce Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain boys, but little Rachel will be out there ahead of the boys with her brother Oswald, Rachel and Oswald, and it'll be John Henry. All right, Rachel, let her go. For another little tune. Now, gather the boys around, those Smoky Mountain boys, and let's call old Rattler from the bar. Let her go.
Raccoon's got a bushy tail, a possum it is fair. A rabbit's got no tail at all, with a little bunch of hair.
Call old Rattler from the barn, here, Rattler, here.
Possum in a cinnamon tree, raccoon on the ground. The raccoon says, you son of a gun, shake him cinnamon sound.
Call a rattler from the barn, here, rattler, here. Call a rattler from the barn, here, rattler, here.
Come on out here, Uncle Dave, will you please? Let's have that way out on the mountain. Come on, get going here. Get in gear now. Are you ready? Let her go.
Yes, sir. I pack my grip up and we shift it to the Jingle Bass Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to sign to the land of the sky.
Where?
Way out on the mountain. What will you do? Stretch
yourself.
What will you do?
Come on,
Willie. Where the whip?
sing misty bed night.
Ain't that lovely?
An eagle roost on rocks.
I scared him off.
Happy stone to me, ten honeysuckle trees.
Where?
We out on the mountain.
Gonna have a time tonight. Gonna have a time tonight.
Thank you, Uncle Dave. Thank you, Uncle Dave. And now, D. Ford, let's have a little bit of those evening prayer blues, so sad and lonesome. Come here, let's have another little hot tune, a little touch of that Memphis blues. Let it go, boy. Thank you. And now, friends, let's gather around for the goodnight tune here on the Grand Ole Opry. Gather around, boys, gather around. But before you do get too close here, I think we better call on Brother Dave Stone for some good news. All right, David, I didn't
Thank
mean
you,
to
Judge.
Forget you. I sure didn't.
Right here. Just imagine what a difference cooler burning can make in testing for better smoking. Cooler smoking plus a difference in mildness, in aroma, and in grand taste. In fact, all along the line. Well, that's what cooler burning Prince Albert means. Details of how science has determined this was announced on this program earlier in the evening. The secret of this remarkable coolness is in PA's choice rich tobaccos, in PA's famous crimp cut and no-bite process. And here's a hint for all of you making smokers, too. See for yourself how rich, how tasty, yet how cool and mild PA really is in roll your own cigarettes. You'll find Prince Albert rolls up easier, faster, and neater, too. There are around 70 fine roll your own cigarettes in every handy tin of Prince Albert. Remember, PA is the national joy smoke. There's no other tobacco like it.
All right, boys, let's go. Come on. It's just about quitting time on the Grand Ole Opry. We appreciate this opportunity to be on the NBC network, and we'll be looking for you to listen in at this same time, same stations, next week at this time. All right, boys.
And here's another thing to remember for your radio entertainment. Monday night, tune in Blondie. The adventures of that famous comic strip couple, Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead. Tuesday night, listen to Bob Crosby and the best Dixieland band in the land with Helen Ward and Johnny Mercer. And Saturday night, there are two great programs for your entertainment. Benny Goodman and the Grand Ole Opry. And all during the week, for your smoking enjoyment, it's Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke.